I mentioned about Sarah Klass and the fact that the great Sarah Klass is beyond the line in a second, so I'm going to have a chat with her. Marty recommends all this week. The album is Resonate. It is stunning. Here she is. As you know, I have been a fan of the music of Sarah Klass for quite some time, and we haven't had a chance to talk for ages. She promised to pop over, but something happened in the last 2 years that seemed to prevent it. Whatever that was. Sarah Klass, good morning.
Good morning, lovely Marty.
How are you?
Yes, I'm all right.
Well, have you been all right? Are you still out in the forest enjoying life there in your own you? What are you up to?
Well, it's a kind of Bristol forest. It's a very green area.
Yes, I am all right.
It's been a hard couple of years for
everyone. It's been strange for everybody, but it really has. How did you get through it? Were you closeted away, or how did you play it?
Well, I think what saved me was writing these two albums.
Yes.
And I think, you know, from when we spoke last time, Natural High, well, this is another album about nature, but just going out in nature and trying to get, taking every little bit of time I can just to sort of be with it, be with nature, be with music. It gave me a good excuse to write music, actually.
Yeah, and the thing is that you are somebody who is very much at one with nature, anyway, and it matters to you greatly. So I suppose, in a way, that wasn't such a bad thing, if you will. I mean, I remember when we were playing The Journey of Joseph of Arimathea, and I remember thinking from Natural Eye, it was so stunning. And I thought, where did this girl come from? Where do you get this music from?
Well, I think that artists channel things, you know. I think musicians, well, hopefully you do, but I think it's a sort of bit of a divine thing. But I'm very tied to an area of my childhood on the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
It's very beautiful. I grew up on the nature reserve, and there were woodlands and beach and all sorts of beautiful terrain and marshes with lots of bird life, and I think that's always in my heart when I write music.
It seems to be because also into the joy that is life. In other words, that you're re-emphasizing the fact that inside you're feeling as good as you feel, and then able to spread it into the beautiful music. Boy, have you made a difference. Listen, Resonate, the new album, oh heavens, I was Spotifying. That's the word I was...
well done.
I was Spotifying, and I was... It's beautiful what you've... But listen, you also did this beautiful album, Africa, for the TV, wasn't that right? Was that for the Beeb?
That was for the Beeb, yes. That was a few years ago.
But it's stunning. And you find it on Spotify and you go, what the flip is that? I'd never come across it before, the Africa thing.
Did you see it when it went out?
Yes, but I didn't know it was you.
Ah, you see, we should have known each other before.
We'll make up for lost time. Well, we did. In fairness...
We have done with Natural High,
so in fairness, we did. But Resonate, the opening piece of music is... Like, talk about cinematic, talk about taking... Like, the minute it starts, you are taken away to a different place. Talk to me about the opening track of the album. Like, tell me about Resonate.
Well, Resonate... was written, well, there's a twofold thing in Resonate, actually. It was written for Wildland Trust's Laguna Grande Guatemala campaign, which was at the end of last year.
Yeah. And tell us what that's for. Yeah, what's that about?
Yes, well, there's about 750 species of creatures, animals, bird life, all needing protecting in that area. It's a gorgeous area of Guatemala. It's marshland, rivers, wetlands and mangrove swamps and things. And it was under threat for logging. So Wildland Trust were campaigning for this. It was a big campaign, and a lot of people donated. I think the target was $1.5 million. And they went over it. So it was amazing. And they asked me to write this piece of music. I mean, not least around that time, I wrote it for my father too, because my father was very ill. Luckily, he's very much better now.
Thank God.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I was a lot of emotion poured into Resonate. But Wildland Trust are amazing. They're very supportive and they absolutely loved it. And I think it helped. It helped people dig deeper into their pockets because, you know, emotion... with music and nature, I mean, this is what it's all about, really.
But it really is a very emotional piece of music. Because as you know, the first track on an album, I know people now talk, but you know, because of Spotify in a way, people don't always buy the album, they buy the song or the tune that they like, and they don't give the album the respect it deserves, or they don't hear it the way the composer or the artist sets out for you to hear it. But in this case, the minute I heard it, I just went, so I stayed with you.
I'm so glad you did.
Oh, but that's what it is. And then you surprise me with things like Bright Eyes and stuff, which is hilarious. I've always loved it.
Rabbits?
I'm also very fond of Art Garfunkel, in fairness.
Me too. Yes. I loved him. Yes. I still do.
Absolutely. And I just thought it was a lovely track to do. And it's another sad story, in fairness. But listen, let's have a listen then. This is Resonate, the title track from Sarah Klass's new album. There it is. Feature. Well, it's an orchestra for the earth, isn't that what you call it?
Yes, that's right.
Orchestra for the Earth. Well, that's resonate, which is wonderful, and dedicating it to your dad as well. But do you know what's interesting? You also go off on other kind of tangents, if you will, in there, but like Blackbird.
Yes,
very Blackbird. Different. Yeah,
very, very different. And I don't know. This just fulfills the other side of me, my singer songwriter, folksy side.
That's good too.
And it's really. Blackbird's a sort of metaphor for the transcendent beauty of nature. It's for the divine in nature, I would say.
Yes.
I know we had a bit of that in Natural High, but it's still a theme that keeps going through this album.
Yeah, no, it really works. And of course, you've worked with our mutual friend, Emma Quinn, again.
Oh, yes, lovely Emma. Yes, well, we did this song many years ago when we first met through George Martin, actually.
Yeah.
And that we loved it, and we both sang it together, and we did it. We decided we'd do it again. And when I had the chance to work with a live orchestra for this album, I just thought, well, let's do it. And you know, she's my dearest friend. So.
And did she travel over from her lakeside mansion in Geneva, or did you do it by the power of wires and leads and technology?
Yes. Wires and leads, She did. Actually, I have to say that Emma did a lovely job. She actually did it in her own little studio.
She's terrific.
Didn't go into a studio.
Yeah, she's terrific. But again, you mentioned George Martin, right? Because George Martin was a huge influence on you because he had a huge. And then you got to work with Giles, his son.
Yes.
With Hayley Westerner and stuff. So all that linkage is just hilarious, the way it all kind of, one begets another. It's mad, isn't it?
I know. It's a mad thing. I mean, I can't remember if I ever said to you, but it was a wish come true working with George Martin. It was one of those things I stood in the kitchen and said, I really wish I could had worked with Sir George Martin. And it started to formulate, obviously the universe conspired, God conspired, and it all came about.
But you had written a score or something. He'd heard some of your work, am I right?
Yes, he'd heard some of my natural history music and some of the documentary music I'd done. And the agent at the time, who was fixing orchestras for George, put my CD forward. He went through them all, and I had a call from Adam, who works with him, is managing George as well, saying, come and meet Mr. Martin. And
I'm very busy.
So I sat there with him. Yes, I know, I'm so busy, I'm washing my hair right now. I thought, no, I held back, you know, for at least a millisecond.
Yeah,
I bet you did. And said, yes, let's do it. So I went up, met him, had some fruitcake, had a cup of tea, really enjoyed his wonderful naughty sense of humour.
That's right. I only met him once, and it was brief. But I was just awestruck when I met him. I've interviewed Giles. Giles is lovely, and by all accounts, terribly like his dad.
He is very like his dad. He's even more unleashed with his humour.
Yes, he is. Yes. Well, you must understand, he's married to a girl from Howth on the north side of Dublin.
So that
explains everything.
Yes, it explains everything.
It does everything, yeah, absolutely. Now, listen.
Probably enhanced it.
Now, one of the things that I've... when I hear an album like this, I think I want to see Sarah Klass on the stage involved in this and it being given to us live. Is there any way that can happen, or is it too big an undertaking, do you think?
Well, that's a good question, Marty. It feels like a big undertaking, but I really want to make this happen. And I've talked to John Warner, the conductor of Orchestra for the Earth, and we are hoping that we are going to do this later on in the year. We're just trying to help, you know, get all the factors to conspire to make it happen. So, yes, it is big, because it would be really lovely to have an orchestra, and it would be really lovely to find the funding to have, you know, something this big and epic.
Well, I mean, the point is, with all due respect, when you were asked to do the Laguna Grande, the World Land Trust and all that, the Prince of Wales, you, as a fellow said, you have connections. Do you know what I mean, Sarah? You know people, and even if you don't know people, you know people who know people. So, like, it'd be wonderful to have this on the stage. I'll be perfectly frank with you. It is absolutely stunning, and I would be really upset, to be honest with you, for you, if it didn't make that leap forward. Do you know?
I really want to do it.
Yes.
Do you know anybody?
Well, we've
perhaps they could come and do it in Ireland.
We have a very fine orchestra here called the RTE Concert Orchestra,
and Stephen Bell.
Yeah, and Stephen Bell is now their guest conductor. So. From in the alley, as you know. So again, we all know people who know people.
All I'm saying. It would be lovely to make it happen.
Sowing a seed.
Well, it's good, and I'm going to do that. There is talk, actually, because I've met the Prince Charles's cultural secretary, who's a lovely man called Graham Davies, and they do want to include at least Rhythm of the Earth in a concert at some point. So hopefully we can do something as a whole album, or at least a whole...
No, I think it'll be terrific. It's so beautiful, and I want people to hear it, because, you know, we think about John Williams, right, who's 90, who's still composing. We think about Ennio Morricone, who's only left us. Like, that sort of music, people need to know it's there and need to hear it. And Spotify is one thing, but to hear it on the radio, and then someone say, what's that? And someone else say, well, do you know what else is on that album? Surely that needs to happen too. Do you know? It needs to happen too. Yes. Because I noticed the other day a piece in the paper that said that Tesco are about to stop selling CDs.
And that's terrible.
Well, I think it's awful news, you know? Anyway, Rhythm of the Earth, we're going to finish with Rhythm of the Earth. I hope you come over and see us sometime. That'd be rather nice.
We'll make that happen.
When you're meeting the RTÉ Concert Orchestra and we're setting up your deal, whatever.
Well, exactly. And you'll be first in the audience.
Well, thanks very much. For a moment there, I thought it was a 10%, but no, there's no offer of folding money here.
Oh, definitely. No. But we shouldn't do it on air, should we?
I'm shameless at this stage of my life. Shameless.
All right, tell you what, I've got a fiver in my pocket and there's more where they came
from. Deal done. I'm so cheap. Listen, it's been lovely, Sarah, and congratulations on what is an absolutely gorgeous album. It's a Marty Recommends, it's album of the week, and I hope it sells by the bucket load. And we get to see you soon. All right, Sarah?
I hope so too. Lovely to talk to you, Marty.
Take care as ever. Bye. Take care.
You too.
That was lovely.
Bye.